excuse in the world for you to not be in the vortex.
Does in that other mean words, that maybe
I'm tired, I'm frustrated, I'm overwhelmed, there's too many of them, blah, 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 blah. You're not deeply caring about being in the vortex or you would be in the vortex. There is no excuse not to be in the vortex knowing what you know. In other words, there's a world of things you can look at. Some of them take you out of the vortex. Some of them put you in the vortex. If you're out of the vortex, it's because you've been looking at the wrong things. There's no excuse to not be in the vortex. Oh, there's excuses and there's justification and there's rationalization, but none of them are good enough. None of them, because being out of the vortex is the reason for everything that goes wrong. Everything that goes wrong with your body, every moment that you don't feel good, every argument you have, everything that slows down. Once you're in the vortex, you can't tolerate not being in the vortex. You know what's bugging you most? Not being in the vortex. That's the thing that bothers you the most of all. I'm not in the vortex. I'm not in the vortex. Esther said to Jerry, if we're not joyful, we're failing. It doesn't matter how much money we have. It doesn't matter how many houses we have. It doesn't matter how beautiful our bus is. It doesn't matter how many books are on the New York Times bestseller list. It doesn't matter if they hit number one. And they did. If we're not joyful, we're failing, you see. Those are Esther's words. We would not be that strong. But
I think some of it's coming also from history. I was trained so hard to work hard maybe the question is, how do you get rid of the frame of reference? How do you get rid of the frame of reference? I mean, is it really just, quote...
Can't get rid of it. You can't get rid of it. You replace it.
All right.
You replace it with other things. And we know you've been trained into that. And the thing that's tricky is that when someone tells you something is true and you focus upon it, the universe delivers the evidence of that truth to you. So then you have all this truth that's hard to deny. And we don't want you to deny any of those truths because all those diseases are true. They're valid. They're representations of thought, but they're all valid, you see. We just want you to seek your highest truth. And that means get in the vortex, period. And when you get in there, you have clear vision of everything.
So could my increased frustration in the last 6 months been because this clarity is now beginning to come to me and I may be more sensitive of when I'm not in it?
Because when you are in the vortex, the more time you spend in the vortex, the more intolerable not being in the vortex is.
God, I say
Esther
that all
finds
long.
Herself in conversations that previously she would have just sat and listened to and even participated in, wanting to not go there, wanting to change the subject, wanting to go to the bathroom, wanting to be somewhere else, wanting to be having another experience. In other words, things that were all right or even maybe interesting. Once you're hanging out in the vortex, you want to change the subject fast, you see. So now let's rewind here and have this conversation from this newfound premise. From where you are now, what is it that you want to discuss? In other words, we've already acknowledged that nothing matters other than being in the vortex. And so then the next discussion may be, can I get into the vortex at will? Can I get in there anytime I want?
Well, see, if you were my patient hearing the question, I'd immediately say yes, and I would have...
Well, we wouldn't. We'd say no.
Oh, well,
you
good.
You can't just jump in the vortex. You can't just from wherever you are jump in. You have to warm up to it. In other words, we would say if you're really out of the vortex, it might take you 10 or 15 minutes to get in. 10 or 15 minutes of doing the right thing. So what's the first step? If you're really out of the vortex, what's the first step of getting in? Acknowledge that I'm out and that it's okay that I'm out and that since I've been out here, I've been asking in a stronger way. So there's a stronger solution pulsing for me than was pulsing before. So good for me. I'm fulfilling my reason for being. I'm sifting through contrast and I have just given myself a new, more profound, more defined, more enhanced, more exaggerated mission. And now my vortex is swirling in a stronger, faster way, but I'm not in there, but it's all right because I've just taken a step one experience. So sort of making peace with where I am. Then the next step to getting in the vortex, we think the focus wheel is the best next step because what it does, it acknowledges, I know what I don't want and I know what I do want, but I'm not in the vibration of what I do want.